Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, Israel. You think about, why do we talk about Israel? Israel is the apple of God's eye. Israel is where Jesus was born, in Bethlehem. Israel is where Abraham offered up his son as a sacrifice, but God provided the ram. Israel is where Jesus is going to come back in Jerusalem and set up his throne to rule for 1,000 years. Israel is the place of God's chosen people that he chose to show himself mighty through the Jewish people. Nobody can come against Israel without God looking over and protecting Israel. And Israel's been established in 1948, and it will stand until the Lord returns. His feet will come back on the Mount of Olives, which is, you can see the Mount of Olives when you're standing on the Jerusalem wall. When Pat and I were in Israel, we got a chance just to look over from, as we're standing on the wall, looking over Kedron Valley, I believe it is, and saw the Mount of Olives and realized the Lord's feet is going to stand on that mountain. And when he stands on that mountain, it's going to split, and he's going to walk through the eastern wall of Jerusalem. I'm excited talking about Israel. But right now, one big question we have, because we've been seeing a lot of things go on with our current leadership and how they're basically just pushing Israel aside, pushing Egypt aside. At first, they pulled Egypt in, and they the first thing our president did, and we had this on VFN TV, you saw it first probably on VFN TV, when our president, his first international speech was done at Cairo University in Egypt. He actually, some of the reports are that we'll be hearing on today's message, is that he actually ordered that the Muslim Brotherhood be present in Mubarak's country, which was, he's president of Egypt at the particular time, and he actually outlawed Muslim Brotherhood from even being in Egypt. But our president, one of them, reportedly 8 members of the Muslim Brotherhood sitting on the front row when he gave that speech in Cairo. And who became the president of Egypt after that? It was Morsi. Morsi became president, a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. Who was the Secretary of State during that time? Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State. Who was her unvetted assistant, according to Congressman Michelle Bachmann? It was Uma. Uma, her assistant, whose father and mother were leaders in the headship of the Muslim Brotherhood when he was alive. And it's like we embraced the Muslim Brotherhood, our leaders did, when they're the very ones that were causing the conflict and the problem. And they're even advisors on our Homeland Security reports are. What's going on? Why are we pushing Israel aside, our leaders, embracing Iran? And now that the people of Egypt, who were shocked that we actually enabled and empowered Morsi, the Muslim Brotherhood, to become leader over Egypt, they had to throw that man out, put him in prison. They imprisoned a lot of the Muslim Brotherhood members for what they were doing, and they elected President Sisi, who was a friend of Israel and a friend of Christians and a friend of America, but yet our current leadership doesn't want anything to do with them. What's going on? Well, here is a report coming to you right now from a perspective of Israel and how the U.S. is providing aid to Israel. Things are going to turn around, and today's program is going to give you great encouragement. Let's take a look now.
The U.S. currently sends about $3 billion each year to Israel.
Some may argue Israel doesn't deserve those billions, but others contend it's America's best investment in foreign aid.
One benefit? More U.S. jobs. By law, most of the military aid sent to Israel must be spent back in the U.S. with American defense contractors. That translates to tens of thousands of jobs. What's more, when Israel buys weapons like U.S. sophisticated fighter jets, they make their own improvements. For example, the General Dynamics plant manager asserts that Israeli improvements save the manufacturer 10 to 20 years of research and development. He estimated that led to more than 700 modifications to the current F-16, valued at a mega-billion-dollar bonanza to the manufacturer. Another benefit? Intelligence. General George Keegan, the former chief of U.S. Air Force Intelligence, said Israel provided intelligence on the Air Force capabilities, new weapons, electronics, and jamming devices of mutual U.S.-Israel adversaries. He stated, "I could not have procured the intelligence with 5 CIAs. Israel also provides U.S. special operation teams with invaluable experience and training before they head to war zones in the Middle East. And perhaps the biggest U.S. benefit is strengthening its number one Middle East ally at a time when both are on the front lines of the war against Islamic terror. Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Jerusalem.
Just think about that. The Central Intelligence Agency that gathers the intelligence for America. Israel's given us more, according to this general, more than what five CIAs can give us. They are the friend of America. They are a friend of freedom. They're a friend of democracy. And of course, the apple of God's eye. It makes all the sense in the world to stand with Israel. And if you haven't gone back and seen the programs that we've done on Israel in regards to what they've done with medication and agriculture and what they've done with so many different areas of life, technology. I mean, they have been blessing us. Just like God said to Abraham, he said, you're blessed to be a blessing to the nations. And they've been a blessing to all the nations since they've been back in existence since 1948. Just powerful. We got a great interview with Pat Robinson and Ambassador Ettinger as he's breaking this thing down, really talking specifically about the United States, Israel, Egypt, and how Russia is a threat and how this all came from, how it all came about, and how we, our leaders in America, played a role. But yet we, America, he says very specifically that America is the answer, the solution to this, if we'll wake up.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.